Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the right way to receive an offering. You'll see what I mean. Exodus chapter 35, verses 4 and 5, where we read this. And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord." Now, it's easy to be offended today by the way that some churches or Christian leaders take or receive money from people. Few things have brought the name of Jesus more shame through history than the ungodly ways of raising money. From the sale of indulgences to the modern television evangelist, many people have disgraced the cause of Jesus through their love of money. Yet here in Exodus chapter 35, Moses showed the right way to raise money for a godly purpose. First, and this is before the verses I just read to you, but first, there was a command to keep the Sabbath. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 35, verses 1 through 3. You see, there was going to be a lot for Israel to do in the coming chapters. They had a complicated and exact tabernacle of meeting to build. But before they did anything, they had to first enter into God's rest, respecting the Sabbath. Now, the same principle holds true for our walk with God. Anything we do for the Lord must grow out of our rest in Him and His finished work in Jesus Christ on our behalf. Before we give anything to God, we need to rest in the fact and remember that He gave to us. The Sabbath reminded Israel what God did for them was far more important than whatever they might do for God. That's the first. Secondly, Moses began to receive the offering by saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded." The offering was from God's command, not from Moses' clever fundraising techniques. Receiving offerings to God is His normal way of directing resources to His work. Now, God could have caused the money and the materials to appear by a miracle. Yet He almost always chooses to fund His work through the willing gifts of His people. He does this because God's people must learn to be givers. One of our great motivations in giving is to do it because it does something good in us to be givers, not even primarily what it does for others to receive the gift. Third, notice who God asked for the offerings. It says here in our text, "Whoever is of a willing heart." God wanted gifts from the people who wanted to give. Let me tell you something. God is not into extortion. For Him, giving is first a matter of the heart and then a matter of the wallet. And this idea is repeated in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul says there in verse 7, "So let each one of you give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." We also see in Exodus chapter 35, verse 20, how Moses received the offering. It says, "All the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses." This shows that Moses was not into high-pressure giving, where the people were asked to make a quick public decision about giving or asked to make an immediate pledge. There was no manipulation at all in Moses' request. Moses didn't have a contest setting one tribe against another to see which tribe could raise the most money or any other such nonsense. God did the work in the hearts of the people. When Moses received the offering, the people of Israel gave what they could. Some gave gold or precious gems, and some gave goat's hair. Certainly a gift of goat's hair could be just as honored in God's sight as a gift of gold if it was given with the right heart. When it comes to giving to God and His work, it all begins with a right heart. Ask God for that heart and act upon it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.